The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene.
Hello, Kathy.
How are you?
And is Brooks there? Brooks, can I get a shout out?
Yeah, right here.
Full house today, folks.
Absolutely. Rolene, Israel continues mediation efforts between Russia and Ukraine. So what's the latest?
Okay, so we do have some updates. Now, before Shabbat came in on Friday, there was an article posted to the Jerusalem Post. It was also in Axios and on Walla, saying that Prime Minister Bennett had been putting the pressure on President Zelensky to accept Putin's terms. This is not true. This has been cleared up by both the chief advisor to President Zelensky as well as Prime Minister Bennett. Israel's role here is strictly a mediator. We will not tell either side what to do. Our effort here is to relay the terms from each party to the other. What we do know is that there was a further conversation between President Zelensky and Prime Minister Bennett, and one of the issues brought up again was the possibility of Jerusalem as a venue for mediation. Now, it has been reported that Putin is open to having discussions in Jerusalem, but here's the spanner. Does Israel want to have or to host talks in Jerusalem? This is something that the officials engaged in this are deciding. We also had some clarification earlier today from the chief advisor to Zelensky, who said Israel has undertaken the difficult but noble mission of mediating the search for peace and ending Russia's aggression against Ukraine. Also have intensive dialogue with it, I suppose he means with Israel, on its participation in humanitarian issues, and that we are in constant contact with the National Security Advisor and Chairman of the National Security Council, Eyal Hulat. Okay, so now we have a little bit more information. Brooks, as you said last week, it will start to come out who's involved in mediation and just what they're talking about. Now, earlier today, Lapid announced that the government is in talks with our finance ministry, our travel industry, our Bank of Israel governor, and various other ministries to start imposing sanctions on Russia. He says Israel will not be the last outpost for Russia or its oligarchs. There will be no safe place. I didn't know there was such a thing as a place. As no safe place for this. So we are starting to see this, what is being said in the phone conversations we have yet to find out.
Yeah, Rolene, let me turn your attention to Ukrainian President Zelensky. He's apparently going to speak to the Knesset this week, and I know he's speaking to the U.S. Congress this week as well, obviously using Zoom or something like that. You're noting that there was a call for him to speak to a rally at Yad Vashem. Is that true? Is that going to happen? Does that make sense?
Well, makes sense is the big question here. So we know that President Zelensky will be addressing the Knesset. We don't have a confirmed date. It will be via Zoom because the Knesset is not in session. The mayor of Tel Aviv has offered to televise it across the city so that Tel Avivians or whoever's in the city can see it on big screens. Now, yesterday he made an appeal to Yad Vashem. This is Israel's national museum and memorial to the Holocaust. Appealing for a rally to be held there, and the executive director, Danny Dayan, said, you know, while we unequivocally stand with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people, it's not appropriate. And, you know, the viewpoint of Israelis is that, you know, we are welcoming refugees, we want refugees, we are prepared to help in any way, but we have to be very careful of monuments, museums like this, and Yad Vashem is certainly considered almost holy ground here in Israel, becoming part of a political debate. We understand from President Zelensky's side, and he's very, very smart. He knows the optics. He knows the messaging. Well, he knows the propaganda beast that he's dealing with Putin and Russia, and just how powerful a symbol and a message Yad Vashem will be, especially when Russia is using the excuse of denazification. But there will not be any rally in solidarity happening at Yad Vashem.
Yeah, because sometimes there have been a variety of uses of Holocaust museums in the U.S. for, I don't want to call them political purposes, but sort of public events that have a texture like that. And that's, if it's not common, but it certainly happens in the past and probably in the future as well. Are you there? Did we lose you?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm still here.
It suddenly went ominously quiet. We have time, I think, for one more question and your response, given our time here. You've got some note here about Amnesty International's American director, who made some comments about Israel at a luncheon. What's this about? I didn't actually see it in the news.
Well, this is just extraordinary. This is the U.S. director of Amnesty International, Paul O'Brien, addressing about 20 women at a Democratic luncheon over the weekend and saying Israel shouldn't exist as a Jewish state. I mean, the arrogance and the patronizing term of this, he goes on to say that the majority of U.S. Jews don't want Israel as a Jewish state, but rather a safe Jewish space should exist for them based on core Jewish values. Now, I don't think he's in a position to dictate to the Jewish people what core Jewish values are or on our national liberation movement. And there was, when he was asked about a 2020 survey that found 8 in 10 U.S. Jews to be pro-Israel, he said, well, no, his gut tells him otherwise. So we really would behoove Paul O'Brien not to make decisions for the Jewish people on his gut instinct. But this is absolutely preposterous. And as you can imagine, it's had pushback from various congressmen and women, as well as Jewish leaders and the spokesperson from our Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Well, Amnesty International's gotten itself in a bit of a twist in the last couple of weeks now, haven't they? Raleen, I'm sorry we're going to have to break off and go to news headlines, but we'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you, Raleen.
I will catch you both same time, same place, in stereo.
Thank you so much. That's Raleen Marks, who gives us our Israel report every day.